Welcome to Grain Talk, a Grain Journal podcast in which we give voice to the issues and events affecting lives and livelihoods in the grain and feed industry. Have an idea for a podcast? Email Grain Journal digital media specialist John Reedy at john@grainnet.com or call 1-800-728-7511. As always, keep up with the latest news at grainnet.com. That's GRAINNET.com. And be sure to get the latest Grain Talk podcast at podomatic.com, podomatic.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Grain Talk. I'm John Reedy, digital media specialist for Grain Journal Magazine. Safety is a full-time job in the commercial grain and feed industry at grain facilities year-round. It's a 24/7 job. But harvest is also a busy season with more hours, temporary workers, and much more traffic. The hazards are numerous, and training is paramount to be prepared for a safe season. We're here with John Lee, Director of Health, Safety, and Environmental Services for the Grain and Feed Association of Illinois. He recently presented on harvest safety for the Grain Elevator and Processing Society Corn Belt Chapter meeting in Normal, Illinois. John, thank you for joining Grain Talk today.
Thank you, John.
Well, you have a lot of experience in the field with safety and grain handling facilities. Tell us a little bit about your career and the work you do for the Grain and Feed Association of Illinois.
Well, my career, I was a safety engineer as my major, my degree, and I started out of college for a as loss control representative for an insurance company. And I did a lot of inspections and a lot of work comp things. More inspections than I did training, but I did what I do now. But then I switched to the grain and feed in 1997, and I became more of a trainer with a little bit of inspection type work.
And harvest season gets underway. Tell us a little bit about what facilities should be doing in preparation, I guess particularly starting with their equipment. What should they be looking at? What should they be tightening? What should they be inspecting?
Well, of course, the grain leg is the heart of the grain elevator. It has to be in great working order, bearings, belts. I know this year with supply chain issues, getting extra belts is going to be a big problem. Lubricate things, make sure your hazard monitoring equipment is working, belt tensioning on conveyors, as a safety side of things, make sure all your guards are on. That's a problem. People work on things all summer and then the guards never get put back on and it makes it through harvest and they never get back put in place. That's one thing. Another thing is gathering your PPE for harvest to make sure you got enough dust masks. I know that was a huge problem last year, but I think it's eased up a little bit. Gloves, glasses, high visibility clothing, those type things. Make sure you got those. Extinguishers, make sure they're charged. If the extinguisher companies haven't been around, make sure they come around and check them. Make sure they're fully charged and ready to go. Because sometimes the valves are bad and they look like they're okay, but they're not. Which is why you get them looked at once a year.
And we've checked our equipment and we've gathered our PPE, as you mentioned. But of course, harvest is also a time for seasonal and part-time employees as we build up and get ready for harvest. What are some of the special challenges of harvest season with training?
Well, the problem is, number one, this year, finding people. Well, every year, finding people that want to do that type of work. Number two is having time to train them. Because there's a revolving door with some of them. They only come and stay for an afternoon or a day, and then they're gone. That's the big challenge, as I see, is finding the people and getting time to train them and then retraining people as the year goes on because everybody's busy at that point.
And as you train those folks, are there particular areas that should be stressed with folks that maybe don't have the experience in the grain industry as they come in to do these jobs?
Sure. Well, number one is, the temporary help is generally going to dump trucks, so they need to be aware of the struck-by hazards of other equipment going by, the different hazards of the equipment, the gates, the levers, handles, you name it, rusty equipment, stiff equipment. Every facility has some customers that have some tough equipment that's not in the best of condition, and they need to know about those hazards.
And you mentioned customers. Something that came up during your presentation was customer relationships. Can you talk a little bit about how important those relationships are with the workers at the facility and how that pertains to safety?
Sure. Well, when I got in the industry, that's I've heard management, general managers talk about how the dump pit operator is so important because they're the face of the grain company at harvest time, and they see the customers as much or more than anybody. So, you know, the grain companies want the grain to come to their facility, of course, but I look at it from a safety side of things too. If the dump pit operator gets to know the customers on a personal basis, maybe the safety will come into play there. They'll know that person back there, and they won't want to hurt John or Ken or whoever. That's how I look at it from the safety side of things, but it's also very important to get the grain. You know, everybody wants the grain to come to their facility. That's how you make money.
And you mentioned dump pit unloading. Could you go through some of the steps that are important for safe unloading during harvest?
Sure. Well, there's different, you know, three main types of vehicles. You got hopper wagons, gravity wagons, and they're more of a wheel operation. Then you've got your dump bed vehicles, your tandems, and your straight trucks, which straight trucks aren't as common as they used to be, but employees need to know, like especially on tandems, to take the pressure off the big door before they open up anything on the gate. Take the pressure off because there's a lot of pressure pushing on the two back doors, and if they open those with the bed coming up, there could be 800 bushels pushing on that, and people have been severely injured, knocked across the pit. And then the semi cranks, you know, that's more of a, you're to the side of the vehicle, you're not going to get run over, but the problem is that some of the semi cranks, they're the doors are off track, they're hard to open. People strain their backs trying to open them. So it's the three types of things, are, you know, the hopper wagons, dumping trucks, and hopper semis.
You mentioned during your presentation one of the worst incidents you ever saw involved a truck. Can you mm-hmm. talk about that a little bit?
Sure. What you saw? The worst incident ever happened was a fatality, which is, can't get any worse than that. It was a straight truck pulling a wagon, gravity wagon. Could have been a tandem, but in this case it was a straight truck. And the worker had dumped the vehicle, or they got to the employee, or the customer got to the dump pit. The employee got the truck dumped, got the beds, the corners raked out, and got the bed down even. And the mistake he made is he slammed the gate of the truck, the slide gate, the vertical slide gate, and then he bent over to brush the tongue off. And when that happened, the customer totally forgot about the wagon and took off and ran over him with a full wagon of corn, right up over his chest, legs, and head, and midsection, and unfortunately killed him. But the problem is, in that situation, is the worker can't be seen by the driver. So the key thing is you make sure those drivers do not move while you're back there. It's training. It's what you're essentially doing is training the dump pit operators, and you're training the customers too. Don't move until you're instructed to move.
And sometimes some other things happen because maybe we get tired. Rest is really important. You mentioned that not getting enough rest is almost tantamount to intoxication with alcohol, depending on how long you've gone without sleep. How can we make sure we get the right amount of rest during harvest?
Well, you know, it's hard when you're working 12, 16 hour day, 12, 8 to 20, 16 hours a day. It's difficult. But the key is rotate people. Don't have the, you know, working a dump pit is hard work. You wouldn't want one guy on a pit all day long for 10, 12 hours. That's just too much. Have a guy 2 hours in the pit. And then another two, and then switch back and forth to have them do other things. Because you really need somebody cleaning, and you need somebody opening trucks. So rotation of the employees, to me, is the best. And then having your instruct your employees, don't be out partying all night. get your rest. It's very important this
time of year. Yeah.
Very important. You got 6 weeks where it's crunch time. We need you.
And I know you mentioned a little bit earlier. Can you just go over again maybe a little bit about the importance of the PPE and what they're used for and what we need?
Sure. In a dump pit, I believe the most common things in a dump pit that I see are you see a little bit of hard hats, you see gloves, goggles, high-vis clothing, and dust masks. And in my mind, the two most critical things are the safety glasses and the gloves, because a lot of that equipment is old. There's burrs on the wheels. People cut their hands, and they mash their hands. They get it caught in the door, a hinging door, and get it smashed. So eye and face protection is very important in that situation.
And sometimes things come out of those trucks that we're not expecting.
Yes, you know, sometimes it was more of a problem in the past, but in the past, a farmer may have only had one truck and it was used for everything. But even today, they'll roof a shed and forget to dump the last load of broken shingles and nails and put corn on top of that and bring it to the facility. That's happened. There's been 100-pound tractor weights, railroad ties, dead and live animals come out of the truck. So especially early in harvest, you got to be alert to what's open the truck, get to the game, get to that out of the way.
And those can hurt people and, of course, damage equipment, which leads to direct and indirect costs. And talk a little bit about the direct costs, and but, of course, indirect costs may even be more costly.
Sure. If the worker is injured, you have the direct cost, which is the, you know, compensating them. If there's a finger amputated, you have to pay them so much per knuckle, plus the insurance costs, you know, the, you know, therapy, those types of things. But the indirect costs, you've got a supervisor who has to take a person to a worker to an emergency room, so he's gone for a day. We've lost two people. Then that person's not at work. You have to hire somebody else. I mean, there's a lot of energy involved in that. You know, you train that new person. The direct cost, the indirect costs are can be four times what the direct costs were, and those are hidden costs, and nobody ever sees them. It's like an iceberg effect. The direct cost you see above the ground, your insurance rate go up. That's another direct cost. But you don't see those, and it's always the iceberg is always bigger at the bottom, I guess.
Yeah, that might include having to hire somebody else, retrain
right.
them, invest in somebody new,
right.
go through the whole process
right.
again.
And then again, finding people, hard thing to do
right.
in today's world.
So as we get ready for harvest, what are some of the resources Grain and Bee Association of Illinois has, and where can folks get those?
Our website is gfai.org. That's Grain and Feed Association of Illinois. That's what that stands for. And we made two grain safety orientation videos, made one in 2001 and one in 2014. And those are the newest ones available. You can buy it on DVD. We also have it on computer-ready thumb drive type thing. You just play it on the computer. We also send out newsletters on harvest safety, going over many of the things, dumping different vehicles. We call them weekly starts. They're like toolbox talks. We send out a lot of things like that. And those are on our website.
Well, thank you for checking in with Grain Talk today to our audience. Thank you, John, for being with us today.
You bet. Glad to be here.
And be sure to get the latest news at grainnet.com and follow Grain Journal on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to Grain Journal e-newsletters such as Safety e-News and Grain e-News at grainnet.com/e-news. And we want to thank you for listening, and have a safe day and harvest.